Don't you just love the Christmas time, the Christmas spirit, amen, the songs of Christmas? Everything about Christmas is just amazing to me. Been ruminating a lot on the thoughts of Christmas. Yet this morning, the random thought I'm going to share is really doesn't have much to do with Christmas at all. But I guess I have what I call these thought exercises, which I just kind of start pondering a particular thought or word or idea and just kind of get stuck on that thing for a while. And sometimes it makes sense and sometimes it doesn't. But today's random thought is entitled, By What Measure? By What Measure? I believe it was Sir Isaac Newton that said that God created everything by numbers, weight, and measure. And we live in a society today in which measurement is absolutely critical to the way we live our lives. We have a God who is immeasurable in his nature, yet he created a world that's full of measures, a world that's full of measures. We know that the universe is an expression of God's nature and who he is. And Romans chapter 1, verse 20 tells us, For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world were clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. And we know that his righteousness and his judgment is expressed in the physical world, and we can see it through the natural laws and through the mathematical precisions found throughout the physical universe. It's not a coincidence. And if you could imagine, and this is a thought exercise, a world in which no measurement devices or tools existed, then all the modern marvels of technology and innovation that we enjoy today would also not exist. The things that we take for granted, like the Apple Watch that I'm wearing at this moment, the coffee maker that I used this morning to make that morning cup of joe, even the truck that I drove to church just a few minutes ago. Without measurements, you can't travel in a car, a plane, a train, or a ship. You wouldn't have the system of business or commerce, any modern medicine, or any science of any kind. Someone said that history is a measure of the history of science. And the only truth that matters is the truth that can be measured. So just thinking, you know, personally in my own line of work, working for a utility company, dealing with the measurement of natural gas, the regulation and measurement of natural gas, we use all kinds of measurement devices and tools. And those kind of measurements deals with things like size and velocity and distance and direction, weight, volume, temperature, time, pressure, force, just to name a few when you start thinking about all the measurements that we use just on a daily basis. And the scripture makes it clear that our God is a God of measures. In Leviticus 19, 35 through 37, you shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meat yard, in weight, in measure, just balances, just weights, a just ephah, a just hin shall ye have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore ye shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments to do them. I am the Lord. And I know that's a hard verse to understand, so I actually looked up what a meat yard is. It's an interesting title. It's actually a staff or a rod that is used as a rule of measure. An ephah is equal to approximately 3/5 of a bushel. And a hen, in this case, is not a chicken, equals 4 quarts. So the Lord used very specific and precise measurements, and he wanted his people to be people of precise and accurate measurement. In the building of the ark, also in the building of the tabernacle, Moses had to build everything exactly according to the specs, even the Ark of the Covenant. Proverbs 11:1 says, A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. In chapter 16, verse 11, a just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. So these verses tell us that to be dishonest in our scales is an abomination to the Lord, and that he is the one who created the measures, and he is the Lord and he is the master of them. And he wants us to be people who measure in righteousness. It would be a useful thought exercise, I think, for if we were to understand our minds as a measuring piece of equipment, as a measuring instrument, that we make judgments and we make measurements, and those judgments are measurements all the time. And you can give different people the same data and the same evidence, and you'll find that more times than not, they'll come up with a different answer. And we don't tend to think so, but the reality is that we are all trapped in our own mind, in our own world, and most of us incorrectly assume that the rest of humanity sees the world the same way that we do. But we're all skewed and we're inconsistent at best in the way we measure things. Every time we make a judgment, we're acting under the assumption of some authority. And the decisions we make in our lives are made on the basis of some standard. The Lord shows us and wants us to know that He is the universal standard of measure. God's thoughts are truth, and His will is what is right in every situation and in all times. That means that we don't have the right to make up our own unit of measure that doesn't conform to God's righteous standard. I can't have my own what I call Mitch standard, in which I can lightly speak evil of people who govern us to my coworkers, yet at the same time feel like it's okay because I don't cheat on my taxes. Or I can allow the theater of my mind to run wild with worldly lust and fantasies, but because I never act them out, it's all good. We can't create our own standard of behavior and a thought. Matthew chapter 7, verses 2 through 3. For with what judgment you judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own? Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. For we dare not make ourselves the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measure themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. In 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for the Lord looketh not on the appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. The Lord reminds us that the measure of a man is not in his height or his wealth or his intelligence, but is in the thing that is in his heart. That's how God measures us. And the last thing, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul tells us, and till we come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The true measure of a man is determined by our Christ-likeness. Amen. Nothing else. Amen. How we conform our lives to His image. Jesus Christ is God's standard of measure for His people. And that will never change. Amen. So may we aspire to always live up to that measure. Amen? Amen. Amen.
We're glad you joined us for our services here at Mission Boulevard Baptist Church. We look forward to having you join us again online, but you are always welcome to personally attend any of our services at the Mission Boulevard Baptist Church here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.